online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Yes, you can.
Your favorite movie. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's a real Giants movie, you know.
Hey, what's yours? The Crocodile Hunter?
How old are you?
Why? Crocodile Hunter rocks.
That's a kid movie.
Well, that's not my favorite.
Oh, what's your favorite? I forgot that.
When Harry Met Sally. What? It's a classic.
Sign up for qualifying SBC Long Distance, SBC Dish Network, Singular Wireless, and SBC Yahoo DSL services, and get up to 12 DVDs and one easy-to-pay bill. Call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit sbc.com/DVD. SBC. Going beyond the call.
For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-888-299-0929 toll-free or visit sbc.com/DVD details.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Rangers star pitcher John Wasdin, after being called up from Oklahoma, and he gets the win in an 8-1 Rangers win over the Marlins. Sonic Drive-In and Crest Auto Group bring you the ticker. Wasdin was happy with his start.
I'm very happy. I mean, I wanted to come in and continue to do the things I was working on down in Oklahoma City, trying to stay with a rhythm and my windup for a consistent basis, and just keep the ball down in the strike zone.
Rangers and Marlins play again at 5:05. And now a U.S. Open update brought to you by Coors Light and AT&T Wireless.
From Shinnecock Hills Golf Club, Westwood One presents a special report on the U.S. Open. Now this is Bob Hoppe along with Mitch Rogers in the Tower at 18. Phil Mickelson and Shigeki Maruyama share the lead at 6-under par through two rounds, and Phil Mickelson is enjoying his love affair with New York.
It's a great feeling to play here in New York. Walking up the 18th hole there at Shinnecock, I can't imagine what a great feeling Corey Pavin had in 95 to have that amphitheater effect and to have that type of ovation. It's a great feeling.
Mitch Voges, obviously the New York fans are in love with Phil Mickelson, and it's got to help him along the way.
Well, there's no question about it. He's totally comfortable with himself and his game, and he's had a pretty easy go here for the first 36 holes. Hit a lot of fairways and greens. In fact, he ranks number one. That's put him at the top of the leaderboard.
Mickelson and Maruyama in the final group tee off at 2:50 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the U.S. Open from Westwood One. Now this for Computer Associates and SunSource.
At CA, we're the management software experts, but we don't just manage servers and databases. Our software helps manage ATMs, PDAs, VIPs, and URLs. Payrolls, road tolls, phone calls, church halls, medical records, financial records, academic records, and probably also some record stores. Imports, exports, ports, and even a few ports. To find out more about CA's commitment to improving everyday life, every day, go to ca.com/radio.
We're talking to Captain Mark Johnson of the Florida Keys, pro fisherman and bullfrog user.
Well, I tell you, down here, the sun is really intense. You need a thumb black that's seriously waterproof, sweatproof, and lasts all day.
What's your favorite?
The Bullfrog Quick Gel. SPF 36 dries really fast and doesn't goop up in your hands. It doesn't run in your eyes when you sweat.
Oh.
Quick Gel even comes in a spray.
Thanks. Good luck, Captain.
Come and see us. The fish are waiting.
No ordinary sunblock can deliver the all-day waterproof protection of bullfrog. It's the ultimate waterproof sunblock. It uses the rest.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Wondering if it's possible for fat people to go skinny dipping.
All right, 9:52 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining us as we wrap up the T-Box, a U.S. Open edition. I want to thank Paul Sankowski for filling in for Craig today, Craig Rosengarten.
And, thank you, Craig, for not being here.
That was a giggle. That was fun.
I had a good time, and I appreciate it. I hope Craig...
breaks a leg?
No, you know, goes on vacations more often.
Well, he might just have to do that. Yeah, that was good. We'll have to do this again. The Q&A was fun. In fact, speaking of Q&As, what does it cost you a week to be on the road? What's your typical expense? Not going to, not playing the British Open, but, you know, typical event.
Traveling by myself, what, airfares, 500, hotels, you know, depending, you know, 1,000, caddies, 1,000. If I miss the cut, it costs me $2,500 or so, $3,000. If I make the cut, it could be, you know, who knows, because I get to pay the caddy.
Right.
But yeah, so every week I'm spending probably an average of $3,000 by myself.
What's your expenses a year normally?
Between $75 and $400.
$75—that's a big difference.
Well, it's all caddy. The caddy's a big expense. If I make $1 million on tour, my caddy's making quite a bit.
But that's a performance-based expense.
Exactly.
So the less, the worse you're doing.
I've got my teacher I pay, my manager, my business manager, agent, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So expenses are pretty high. But, you know, travel itself, if I'm playing 25 weeks a year, that's $1,000 for air, or $25,000 for air travel without doing charter. Hotels are average, you know, $1,500 to $2,500. If I rent a house, my family comes out and rent houses, that's, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 a week. And
how do you find those houses? Your manager find that?
Yeah.
Listings for the tournaments? So
tournaments will contact people in the area if they want to rent their house out, and then aside from that, my manager will start.
Pretty good money, $2,500 to rent your house out for a week, maybe $5,000 if it's a major?
Well, majors can be up to $10,000. It depends on usually it's per bedroom.
Let's say you have four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms, $4,000.
You know,
five bedrooms. Yeah.
To stay in a hotel and make up the difference.
You live near the Byron, man, you can do it. But all people stay at the Four Seasons there.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, who has the best scene on tour as far as the best entourage, the most fun?
Tommy Armour? He's right there.
You know, best scene. It's
you're not a scene guy? Is that what you're trying to say here?
You don't see a whole lot of that, man. I mean, we don't have entourages. You know, Tiger's got a security
You don't have a posse?
No, you know, I bring my posse every year to Vegas, just because it's just fun. I bring, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys. We all stay in the same hotel, sometimes the same hotel room, and just crash and have a good time. But for the most part, you know, people bring their families, and that's the entourage. Tiger has the security. You know, some of the guys have security, and TA's got, you know, his security. And,
yeah.
But no, you know, it's just, there's not a big scene.
Can somebody like Mike Weir just go roll to Stonebriar this afternoon to go buy a Rolex he may have lost in Vegas and not be noticed?
Yeah, sure. A lot of us, you know, with our hats on. And
yeah, like I was saying about Payne Stewart.
Payne, yeah.
If you're not wearing a uniform.
You couldn't pick him out of the crowd without his cap. If he's wearing a blazer and jeans, you know, you don't know. Tiger even. You know, if Tiger's walking around, I'm telling you, if
you see Tiger without a hat on,
yeah,
he's a totally different person.
Receding hairline and
it's an Urkel.
That's his nickname in college.
Well,
I'm telling you, you didn't know that. They named him Urkel.
It's just like, all right, let's get some real money here. Okay, so the lottery's at $145 million. I'm thinking you're going to probably clear $80 million. Does a PGA Tour player buy a lottery ticket?
Sure.
Really?
I bought some a couple weeks ago. And I'll buy some. You know, it's fun. You know, I don't buy them. That was the first.
Buying in bulk is stupid.
Ticket. What's that?
Buying in bulk is stupid because you have about the same odds.
Right, exactly. I hadn't bought lottery tickets in 5 years. But it was like $80 million. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
It's worth your while.
I can give a lot away.
Yeah. It's worth your while.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't buy them if they're $4 million, only when they get to be like 20. Exactly. Any of you guys tell anybody if you win?
No.
Not until all my financial arrangements have been taken care of and the money is locked away.
See, my wife and I had this discussion last night. It's amazing how you get these discussions on something that'll probably never happen, and then you wind up getting in an argument over it. So she said, I tell everybody. Man, I'm not telling a soul. I might not tell a soul for 5 months until I figure out what the heck's going on.
So about
exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's some scary people out there. Plus, I think it promotes a lot of anxiety. I think when you have more options than you're used to, and then there's more obligations, and there's a whole lot more guilt, because here's the problem. You didn't earn it. So it's just like you found it. It's like you found a big wallet in the middle of the street, and so why don't you spread the wealth and give me some of that?
10% go to the church straight off the top?
I guess, yeah. After I get my 90, sure, I'll get 10%.
Do you take the lump sum, or do you take the annual payment?
I don't know if I'm going to be around long enough to take the annual payment. Yeah, give me the lump sum. I think I could do more with it in the stock market anyway, so...
But if you got $80 million, why would you even put it in the stock market?
Just the play money. It'd be like $1 million or $500,000.
$80 million is play money.
I'm saying like it's something to do. Because here's the other problem is do you retire? Because I've seen my dad retire and he's bored out of his mind.
Well, no, you don't necessarily retire.
I'd probably still do this little schlocky show.
Right,
but
do something you want. I mean, start a business with something that you really love to do. I would start a race car team because that's something I love.
Oh, you might as well just flush the money then because that's a lot of money.
Well, right. I mean, but that's what it's there for. You got $80 million.
Yeah, look at all the people you could help. That's what I look at.
Okay, I'll help all the people, but then I'd do what Paul was saying, get one of those fractional jet leases or whatever, because to me that's the only sign of true wealth is when you have the total luxury and opportunity to go anywhere you want, anytime you want.
If I won, I'd take all you guys with me on a big trip.
Really, that's all.
I'd lose my Rolex.
I'd help you lose it.
See, here's the other part. You gotta get your friends involved because they're still working. You want to go out and play all day, and they're still earning a buck, so you got to bring them into the fold so they're financially...
I tell you what, you see a lot of people that win the lottery, you know, go bankrupt. And, you know, because they don't know what to do with it. They do stupid things. They lose it all. They lose their friends. They lose their family.
It's definitely not your head.
It's not healthy. So you've got to hire, first thing, you hire good people to manage it, and then you got to live your life as you did before.
I'm going to bury it right in the backyard.
Man.
Now, do you think it's a good ploy? Like, if you had a set of numbers, like 25 people had all five numbers last week, nobody had the bonus.
Really?
The bonus is a kicker because it's a whole new set. Of numbers for that, just that one number. So that's what makes the odds so high. So wouldn't it be great if you just had your personal set of numbers? I don't know if anybody really does that. I think everybody does quick bets.
I do.
Do you?
I have two sets of numbers that I play and then buy one quick bet.
Okay, so why don't you get your two sets of numbers and then there's 44 bonus ball numbers. And then just pick 44 numbers. 44 bonus balls, each one going to that one set of numbers here. Because that's the kicker, is the bonus ball.
Well, one of my numbers corresponds with the bonus ball.
Doesn't matter. The bonus ball is separate.
It is.
It's separate. You have five, and then it's a whole different wheel for that bonus number.
No kidding. I didn't know.
That's what I'm saying, but the numbers that I use, I have six numbers that correspond with all the balls.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying that the bonus ball is different, so you got to put in like another kicker.
Gotcha. So the bonus ball could be 44, and that could be in the other five, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's what makes it tough, and that's why there's $145 million on the line.
They're going to change that.
No, they don't. You want $145 million.
The one last night was $120-something million.
Powerball or whatever?
Money ball bucks.
Well, good luck to everybody.
Yeah,
if I don't see you next week, we'll know what happens, right? It's all.
Yeah.
Thanks to Layla, thanks to Jason, and thanks to MR, and special thanks to Paul Sankowski for filling in today. Happy Father's Day tomorrow.
Thanks, Rick.
Have fun, and we'll do this again next week. Next week, our editor caddied for Jack Nicklaus last week, and I'm a golfer, so we'll talk about that. So until next week, stay tuned for The Rant, as they are on location at Circus City, I think. Next on The Ticket.
It's The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Here we go, or...
No, it's go.
You say go. Now.
Three, okay. Two, one, and rant, go.
Why is he so confused as to what to say?
Fine, I understood him.
But he needs to say something without any ambiguity.
Talk now.
See, that's not ambiguous. Talk now. Hi, it's 10:02 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You are listening to The Rant, and we are live out on location once again, giving you an opportunity to come out and meet Corby from The Hardline or Dave Lane from The Rant. We are at Circuit City
or
in
you.
Louisville. Or me. I'm Gordon Keith with you today. We're at Circuit City on Simmons and Hebron in Louisville. Now, it's their grand opening here, David.
Now, if you're familiar with this area, you know, we're right by Vista Ridge Mall.
Yes, we are.
There is an old Circuit City that is on the west side of 35. That's not where we are.
No,
they abandoned
that one. They went for all new.
That's a shanty town over there now. We're
right
on the east side, and this is a huge, beautiful new store.
Clean, crisp new store. You can eat off the floors in here.
Yep.
We're talking brand spanking new. You can get PDA wireless, you can get cameras, you can get games, music and movies, home audio,
computers. I think people pretty much know what's in a Circuit City.
Customer service.
I mean, you might want to
room.
You might want to look at the copy point.
Express pickup.
No, don't read every sign you see.
Sorry.
You can read copy points if you want.
All right. Try Papa John's new Better Buffalo Wings, available in two kicking flavors.
More about the Circuit City specials. Like, he wrote some stuff on the back.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah. All big screens tagged at 10% off, plus an additional 10% off to be taken off at the register off. So
20% off?
20% off right there, all car speakers. Subs and amps 10 to 25% off, and free portable DVD player with any new wireless phone activation. A lot of big deals going on out here. They want you to come out to their grand opening, and that's why we're here. Circuit City at 35 and Hebron in Louisville. Stop by and see us. So much to talk about today. First of all, guess what we're also giving away?
Did you guys see the story?
Hold on just a second. We're also giving away a free can of C2 Coke while supplies last year.
We're all drinking one right now.
Yeah, it's got half the carbs, half the calories of regular Coke. And I got to tell you.
How much weight have you lost so far today?
Just today from drinking these?
Yes.
I don't know, Corby. A couple ounces. But they taste exactly like regular Coke.
Yeah, and you
so
know,
good job for them to cut the calories in half and give you the same taste.
Yeah, and we were talking before we got on the air. I only drink Diet Coke. I never drink
here,
regular
Diet
Coke.
Ooh, look at y'all.
And
yeah, we're both overweight.
The C2 does taste exactly like Coke because I haven't drank Coke in so long. I've lost the taste for it. I've totally gained the taste for Diet Coke. So, you know, I'm not really digging the C2 because it's too much like Coke.
Right.
But for someone who loves Coke, the C2 would be a good choice.
Yeah, a lot of people love Coke.
There's a story in the paper that's shocking.
Yes. Okay, do we want to do
the second beheading?
The police officer or there's a couple beheadings.
What? There's too many stories to talk about. Let's just not do any of them.
All right. Anyway, thanks for listening to us. It was fun being out here at Circuit City.
Saturday is next.
Hello.
Weekends are for sports, but your wife wants you to paint the porch.
Honey.
That's why we invented Ticket Sports Saturday.
Ticket Sports Saturday!
This weekend, get things done and don't worry about a thing. We'll follow the Rangers to Florida for their series with the Marlins, scope out the Hamptons at the U.S. Open, and make a series of left turns with a qualifying lap at NASCAR's DHL 400 in Michigan with updated results every 10 minutes. It's Ticket Sports Saturday, beginning today at noon. All sports, all the time.
You've probably heard us talk about phishing. That's phishing with a PH. When identity thieves try to get your name, social security number, passwords, etc., so they can rip you off. Hey, the Hardline, Mike Reiner here.
You can log on to antiphishing.org and do what they say, like always check to see if you're on a secure web server or download a special phishing patch from Microsoft.
Or you can do what we did and click on the myprivacypolicy.com icon that's on your screen right now.
One way is real complicated with checklists to go through and stuff to look through every single time you get online.
Or just install myprivacypolicy.com and let it do its job.
MPP sits on your desktop and does the work for you, quietly protecting you from identity theft, quietly letting the good email through while weeding out the crap.
And my privacy policy is so easy to use, even a 10-year-old can work it. Right, Grego?
Hey, when it comes to computers, most 10-year-olds are smarter than you and me, and if we can work it, anybody can.
See that logo on your screen? Just click on that or log on to myprivacypolicy.com.
Log on now, because when you buy 12 months, you get the 13th month free, myprivacypolicy.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria, wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
How to transform your career and your life.
I'm Layla. A dynasty in the NBA is breaking up. Next on the Ticket Picker.
Okay, great test drive. This Isuzu SUV has what I want, so let's crunch some numbers.
Sure.
You saved $6,500, so here's the offer.
Wow! That's even lower than my final offer. See, we know, I thought we'd roll up our sleeves, you know, haggle back and forth. You say you were going to go talk to your manager, but really go have a cup of coffee. I threatened to walk out. I sure wasn't expecting this.
So you'll take it?
Well, yeah, but can we at least pretend to negotiate?
Let me talk to my manager.
The Isuzu for You sales event. Get 0% APR or save up to $6,500. Save on Ascender, Axiom, and Rodeo. Backed by a 7-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty plus roadside assistance. Buying one might take the fun out of negotiating. Isuzu. Spend less, go farther.
During the Isuzu for You sales event, get 0% financing or save thousands on all 2004 Isuzu SUVs at your local Dallas-Fort Worth Isuzu dealer today.
APR offer for well-qualified buyers. Savings include loyalty bonus up to $1,000. See participating dealer for warranty and other details. Offers end 6/30/04.
The Ticket.
Shaquille O'Neal wants to be traded out of Los Angeles. Toyota of Dallas and Ryland Holmes bring you the ticker. This news comes after Phil Jackson announced that he will not be returning as head coach of the Lakers All of this news comes 3 days after the Lakers lost in the finals to the Detroit Pistons. Phil Mickelson is tied for the lead at the U.S. Open. He and Shigeki Maruyama are tied at 6-under. Phil says he's done well so far.
It's been a good first two rounds, and I know that the golf course has not shown its greatest defense, which is the wind, and I know that putting on the greens are going to be a lot more difficult when the wind picks up, but still was not an easy course.
Tiger Woods is at one over par. Rangers hope to win two in a row when they play the Marlins tonight at 5:05. Rangers are coming off an 8-1 win where Brad Fulmer hit a three-run home run in the seventh inning. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Pat Boyce. Pat Boyce Father's Day sale is now on with gifts for dad and more. Get a 49cc mini dirt bike for just $4.49. Your Saturday only. See the ad for more great deals. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket and Sonic Drive-Ins present Bad Radio's Bowling for Spares, July 14th at Showplace Lanes in Euland. Log on and sign up to bowl at theticket.com.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, The Rant, broadcasting live at Circuit City in Louisville. We're at Simmons and Hebron.
That's what
stop by and see us. Be quiet. All right, we have so many things to get into.
Where do you want to start? Because
well, hold on, and if you let me talk, I would start.
Why don't you do it then?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, go ahead.
Tell people where we are again. Circuit City. I-35 and Hebron.
Whoa. Slow down there.
We're by the Supertarget.
Not be racist.
Catty corner from Vista Ridge Mall. That's exactly right. All right. Issue number one, we'd like to plug our website, David, GordonKeith.com. You can only get there by going to theticket.com and clicking on Gordon Keith.
Or just putting GordonKeith.com.
We've got some funny links there. You can see, you can see Lindsay Lohan's Brees.
Really?
You
have that up there?
Yeah, have that up there.
I haven't seen that.
So now your website is promoting underage porn?
Well, you don't see her naked.
Yeah, you do.
Grippos.
You see some paparazzo.
No, I didn't put, not exactly those photos.
I have those photos.
You haven't, those are great.
They are beautiful.
Do you think that they're real or are they fake?
That's right.
I don't know. Are they fake?
They have to be.
Yeah.
Well, no booze.
You have no authority.
Well, okay, right. But
maybe she just matured.
You don't mature that kind of melon that just sits up there with such force.
Maybe you do. You do, but it only lasts like 2 weeks and then it starts falling.
Yeah. Tragic.
A girl's peak is only about 2 weeks of her life.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Between 14 and 15?
Okay. I was going to say more like 17 and 18, but... Anyway, so go to GordonKeith.com and enjoy that. Got an updated blog, got some funny...
Oh, good. You can read Gordon's blog.
See all the work that I've been doing on the site.
Look,
when is the last time you did anything for that website?
6 months ago?
And he's in charge of it.
I have work to do.
He has a job.
What do you have going on?
Gordon, you get off work at 10 a.m. every day. You have all day. You can
prepare for the next show.
Oh. Did you read the story in the paper about... This is the most shocking thing to me. Not the shooting at the Walmart.
I haven't heard of any of these stories, so I need to be filled in.
Not the accident in elevator kills 5-year-old boy, right by our office, by the way.
Look at this.
No.
Corby just got busted.
What about the elevator?
Corby.
All right, so Claudia, the ticket chick, the one that Corby is obsessed with.
Yeah, come and see what will end Corby's marriage.
Yeah, she's blonde, she's got this little thin waist and brown skin and these huge bazoombas.
And a sexy Romanian accent.
Yes, and her...
I just love Romanian girls. It has nothing to do with her, per se.
Her little turkey timers are always sticking out.
Listen to what
Corby looked over at her right as she turned around and looked at him.
Because you told me to.
He's so creeped out by you.
You told me to look at her.
I know.
Look at her. So violent with her.
Okay. So anyway. Yes, Corby.
I'm going to read this to you as is. The tragedy of 21-year-old Lorena Osorio, who was pushed over the edge of Bush Turnpike overpass by her 30-year-old boyfriend on June 10th, brings to light another Latina who got caught in the age trap.
Selena? Implying that the age trap?
Yes.
That white guys go after young Latinas?
I don't know. I'm turning the page now to find out.
Oh, so you haven't actually read
this
story?
Well, why did you read this before you went on the air?
You just were chastising Gordon for his lack of preparation.
Actually, it says it's on page 29. Y'all have that page?
Okay. All right, Corby, shut up. So we had some Grand Prairie police officers getting shot. One of them killed. The second one's in critical condition. This happened at a running van outside of Walmart. Where was the Walmart?
In Grand Prairie. It was off of 20 and one of those other ones.
So this van had been sitting in the Walmart parking lot running all night. And finally in the morning, somebody called the cops and reported this. The cops go to check it out. They approach the van. Gunshots start flying out of the van and hit both the officers. And I guess one of the officers squeezed off a few shots towards the assailant before he fell down, or while he was down. And then somebody grabbed the cop radio, called the cops, said, hey, you got two officers down. They show up. They get the officers to safety, get the medical attention. They start trying to negotiate with the guy in the van. He's not responding. They fire tear gas in there, flash grenades, and then finally they approach the van and the guy was dead. So was he hit by an officer's bullet, Corby?
Yes. Well, they're assuming that.
So he didn't commit suicide or anything?
Well, they don't know. It doesn't say in here. It says, first off, the guy who died, Sergeant Greg Hunter, he was the department's first black officer. They hired him 20 years ago. He was 54. That's about retirement age.
That's so sad.
I'm sorry, he's been there for 30 years. Yeah, he just walked up to the car, and the guy just started firing.
Mm.
And then he caught the other guy, too.
You know what I think this is? I think this is meth-related. I think, like, 80% of the things that happen are meth-related, or just people all methed out.
What? I'm going to agree with you.
What? Oh, well, good.
I said that yesterday.
Oh. So, I've actually been listening to the Hardline the past couple days.
The other guy now is in critical condition. Bruce, how do you pronounce that? S-E-I-X, say, Sakes?
Sex.
Sykes?
Sykes.
Bruce Sykes, 44. But the guy was a disabled Navy veteran.
The guy who's in the van?
Timothy Joe Irwin, 42, a disabled Navy veteran who lives in Arlington.
Lived in Arlington.
So what was he doing in this Walmart parking lot running his van?
We'll never know.
Meth?
Making meth? Cooking meth?
So we had that story, the tragedy in Grand Prairie with the officers. We also had another American beheaded, this time in Saudi Arabia. What was his name? Paul Johnson?
Yeah. Paul Johnson Jr.
And now they had his captors had sent a videotape like a week ago, right, threatening to behead him if prisoners in Saudi Arabia were not released.
Like a 72-hour deadline. If not, we're going to decapitate him. Of course, you don't release the prisoners because you don't respond to terrorist demands.
So you're basically admitting that, okay, this guy's a goner.
Right.
Kill him.
And they did. They took his head off, and they found his head and body about 20 miles apart. They showed a videotape of his head on their Al-Qaeda website. Why can't the web hoster just shut that down, Al-Qaeda.com?
Freedom of speech?
Yes, so, since it's on the web.
The statement accompanying the beheading pictures said that Mr. Johnson's killing was to take revenge for all the Muslims killed by Americans and their weapons in Palestinian areas.
So they killed this guy, and what's odd about it is this guy wasn't just over there for the war on Iraq. This guy had,
10 years.
He lived there. This was his home. He loved Saudi Arabia, and it was his home. It was his adopted country. But they nabbed him and did this to him. So there's another American beheaded. And President Bush, of course, comes out and says, you know, it's incredibly sad what happened to Paul, and this is just a reminder again of what kind of enemy we're up against here, and that we just need to strengthen our resolve that we're not going to let these people win. And you know what? I agree with him on that. One odd emotional reaction I have to this is it makes me want to support George Bush just that much more.
Why? But don't you think there are just as many people that have your similar mindset that this would resolve them against
Bush's policies that much more?
Maybe so. Maybe, I'm sure there's a lot of people who already hate Bush who say, well, Bush is responsible for this guy getting beheaded. But I just don't agree with that. I do think that we are fighting evil. I mean, I know that a lot of people are so very uncomfortable at being couched that way. I don't know, these people aren't evil. It's just it's a different culture. It's, I mean, think about it. If your culture was attacked, then you would behead people.
I don't know if it's...
What value?
I don't know if it's necessarily evil. I think it's just, centuries of desensitization.
Desensitizing.
Yeah, they see, this kind of violence every day of their life from the time they're an infant.
Okay, so if beheading is not evil, what does evil look like? Paint a different picture for me.
Well, is it the same guys that beheaded the other guy, you think? The same group? The same five guys?
This was I think they got some of those people, didn't they?
That's right, they got two or three.
But this was supposedly an Al-Qaeda leader, and he paid the price a few hours after this. The Saudi government tracked him down and had a big shootout with him and killed him.
This one?
Today? This one.
Yesterday?
The guy who beheaded him, the leader of the Al-Qaeda cell in Saudi Arabia, was killed a few hours after this.
So why couldn't they find him before that?
I don't know.
So a little weird.
But do you think, say hypothetically...
I love hypotheticals.
Hypothetically, U.S. forces in Afghanistan find...
Chinese Jimi Hendrix?
No, find Bin Laden's family, okay?
Well, they can find his family. His family is very well known.
Well, his own kids, right?
Okay. I don't think he has any.
Well, just hypothetically, he's got a wife and a kid stowed in a safe house somewhere in Afghanistan.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
And, it's like a three-month-old little Bin Laden baby.
Uh-huh.
You take that kid and you raise him in the U.S., you adopt him into a good family... And you never tell him, that he's Bin Laden's kid. Does he grow up to be an evil mastermind, or does he just go to MIT and become an engineer?
Well, wait a second. I didn't argue that evil is genetically predetermined.
I'm not saying that you did. I'm just saying, is it completely environment, or is it? I mean, is it a culture of evil?
No, it's the same with everything else. It's a little bit of both. I do feel that there are certain people that are born with a particular brain chemistry that allows them to
snap.
Yes. And, for the most part, I do think it is environmental, coupled with some predeterminants in the DNA.
So would you, to serve your country, would you adopt a Bin Laden baby and love it as your own?
Sure. Why not?
I don't think you're raising Damien.
Are you?
No, you're not.
But what would be very interesting is what if
he had to be Osama Key?
Well, you don't have to. I would change his name. I'd call him Skip or something like that.
Osama Hitler Key.
That's the thing. What if we could do what Corby's always wanted to do and clone Hitler? And so we grew up.
I wanted to clone him so I could shoot him. And that way, that would end genocide.
No, you didn't. I've heard your drunken ramblings about this thing.
And he could take over my Hitler community. Just clone him, man.
I'm not saying what he did was right, but
God, he was a genius, man. Look at the mustache revolt he led.
He would totally be president of our homeowners association.
So what would happen if you cloned Hitler and raised that baby?
You'd have yard of the month again.
And you raise that baby. Do you think that, I mean, you'd be really scared as to, because he got real popular at school, he was real charismatic, he gets elected to student council. I mean, even though these are good things, you'd still be raising your, eyebrow as to, well, when is he going to, that power going to get to him?
And the mustache just grows in as a little.
Yeah, it's like in the movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, he can shave it and like 5 minutes later it just grows back.
Right.
Because it's just the source of his evil.
So it's the Hitler clause.
And he starts waving at you, and every time he waves at you, it's just kind of more straightened out, half-raised arm.
By the way, that's a bad holiday movie, I think, David.
The Hitler clause.
Jeff, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Corby. The reason they got those guys after the fact was that somebody spotted them dropping off the body and took down a license plate number, got it to the Saudi police. So, I mean, up to that point, nobody had a clue where they were at.
Oh, someone saw him dropping. Yeah, they saw him dumping the body, and they got the license plate of the car.
Why
did
terrorists have
the
license plates on their cars?
Well, wouldn't it be pretty obvious if they didn't have a registered license plate and just had terrorists, like a personalized
terrorist
plate on the back?
One. Well, if you're gonna drop a body, just take a couple seconds to take the plates off real
quick. Why would you drop a body off where anyone could see you? Why don't you go dump it off in the sand somewhere?
Corby saw
this. Don't live out there in sand, right?
Let's go to Chuck. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Chuck.
Going well.
Happy Saturday.
Hey, the people that blame for this isn't Bush. It's all the politicians for over the years who have supported the puppet state of Israel.
Oh.
What happened to him?
Looks like we lost him. Call back, Chuck.
Well, yeah, call back, Chuck.
Walensky cut him off.
The puppet state of Boy, he's stirring it up, isn't he?
More on that next.
It's Romanian bombing.
Come on, admit it. You're really excited about the NBA draft. After all, the Mavericks picked 50th. There's only 59 total picks. You think that guy will start?
No.
There is one guy that's excited about the draft. It's Norm Hiskett. And along with his new little basketball buddy, Skin, he's got live pick-by-pick coverage of the NBA draft Thursday, June 24th at the Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill, Embassy Suites Hotel in Grapevine. From Amika Okafor until the fat lady closes the door. And now let's listen in as Grego answers email.
This is from Bob in Bedford. Bob's getting a lot of offers for male enhancements in his email.
Bob, don't be an idiot. Sign up right now for myprivacypolicy.com and stop this kind of crap email cold.
Here's one from Lynette in Louisville. She answered one of those emails that looks like it's from Citibank, and now she's in trouble.
Lynette, how many times did you write in and ask about the phishing attacks? And I kept telling you, don't answer them. Sign up for myprivacypolicy.com, but no, you wouldn't do it. And now look at you. There's somebody out there using your identity, getting your credit cards, bouncing your checks, and you know what that makes you? An idiot, idiot, idiot.
If only she'd listened to us and signed up for myprivacypolicy.com.
Click on the MPP logo on your computer right now or log on to myprivacypolicy.com. MPP identifies dangerous email, prevents online identity theft, and lets you control your online experience. Sign up now, and when you buy 12 months, you get the 13th month free at myprivacypolicy.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
As only the History Channel can bring you, Sunday night at 8, Slay the Myth.
I'm Layla. The third round is underway at Pentecost Hills. We'll tell you about it next on the Ticket Ticker.
Storm Hitchcock here for Volvo of Dallas. We have told you about the spectacular, restyled, beautiful, stylish new Volvo. I'm driving the S80 from Volvo of Dallas. We've told you about Volvo of Dallas being your headquarters for certified pre-owned Volvos. Don't be fooled by cheap price offers out there and primrose promises. Go and get the entire deal explained to you at Volvo of Dallas on a new car or a pre-owned vehicle or right now some spectacular lease vehicle. Yes, that fantastic S80 Turbo that I'm driving can be yours right now in a lease agreement for only $449 a month. $3,500 in out-of-pocket expenses up front. That includes tax title, license, your first payment, and your security deposit. And this S80 Turbo has sunroof, leather, automatic sport package. Alex, hey, this is a fantastic vehicle.
For help kicking the habit, call the Tarrant County Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse at 817-332-6329. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas, Fort Worth's Ticket.
We're beginning the third round of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills. Crest Auto Group and Franklin Frankel bring you the ticker. Tiger Woods is at 1 over par, and he says he has time to move up the leaderboard.
It's one of those things where U.S. Open is playing very difficult, and you got to be very patient and just, you know, make a birdie when you can.
Phil Mickelson and Shigeki Maruyama are the leaders at 6-under. Rangers cranked up the offense after an 8-1 win over the Marlins. Brad Fulmer had 3 RBI in the game after hitting a 3-run home run. Rangers play the Marlins again at 5 this afternoon. They will send Joaquin Benoit to the mound against Dontrell Willis. And Texas rolls at the College World Series. They throw Arkansas by a score of 13-2. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Check out Josh Howard and the Mavs taking on the Chinese national team starring Yao Ming this summer. Call 214-373-8000 for tickets. Brought to you by Texas Instruments, Radio Shack, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
10:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are broadcasting live from Circuit City in Louisville at Simmons and Hebron. Stop by and see us. It's the grand opening. They have a lot of deals going on right now at Circuit City. All car speakers, subwoofers, and amps, 10 to 25% off. And all big screens tagged, 10% off, plus an additional 10% off will be taken at the register. So stop by and see us. I'm Gordon Keith, along with Dave Lane, Corby Davidson. We have so many things to talk about. We talked about the shooting in Grand Prairie of the police officer. Now an extremely disturbing story that actually happened quite near our station in Dallas, Texas. This happened at pretty high-dollar condos
on Turtle Creek area,
in the Turtle Creek area, which is a very nice area of the, it's called the Turtle Creek area. Anyway, there was a 2-year-old boy and his 5-year-old brother who were in one of these condos. Now, these condos are multi-story condominiums, so there's, you know, 3 or 4 floors to one unit. And they're very expensive. Some of the units get up to about $1 million each.
Really?
Yes. So these kids are in the elevator. The 2-year-old is fully in the elevator, and so is the 5-year-old. But then when the doors start closing, the 5-year-old sticks his head through the closing doors. The elevator starts going up and crushes his head
Why wouldn't the elevator, I mean, that normally triggers the doors to go back immediately, even if there's any motion. There's normally motion detectors in there to where they'll stop or whatever. I don't understand how that didn't stop. And it's if there's contact.
If he just sticks his head through, and those sensors are only in particular places.
You know, maybe the outer doors closed, but the inner doors didn't.
Right.
I mean, sometimes that stuff happens. There's about 30 people a year killed by escalators and elevators. And this is just incredibly, so sickeningly sad.
So was this the building elevator, or was it an elevator within this individual apartment?
No, within the townhome. I think within the individual apartment.
Wow.
This is what I'm thinking.
There's an elevator in the apartment?
Yes, it says at a Turtle Creek area townhome. They were in the elevator of the multi-story condominium when the accident occurred.
But it wasn't. Was it not in one of those high-rise or mid-rises?
I don't know. 3300 block of Blackburn. I don't know.
Maybe it was just one of those three-story townhomes.
And they say some of the firefighters that responded to the scene have had to be in counseling after seeing this sight.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Of this poor little five-year-old boy.
And then his brother's trapped in there with him for however long.
Yeah.
His two-year-old brother.
Yeah.
And the dad, I guess, was out of town.
Was he?
Yeah, he was out of town on business or whatever, and the mom was there. Oh, gosh.
I tell you one thing. I just do not... I think that's the greatest challenge in life, is to decide to keep living after going through a pain and a loss like that. That has, could you imagine not only the grief you feel, but the guilt you would feel because it's your kid and you think that you should be able to protect your kid?
Right, that mom has got to be feeling like, you know, if only I would have checked on him one more time.
When clearly it's not her fault.
Right.
Awful. I mean, awful. As bad as it gets.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? Thank goodness they have another kid, because I think that's the only way you can go on as a parent after something like that happens.
I mean, knowing that you have to.
Knowing that you have to. Yeah. I can't even... All right, let's move on from this story.
All right. Let me read you what we teased a while back. And there, in the back of the Dallas Morning News, in the back of Section A, what kind of article is this? Is this an op-ed?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's from a Hispanic woman named Marissa Trevino. She says she's a freelance writer who lives in Rowlett, and she's talking about another tragic incident, the guy who threw the girl off the bridge, off the Bush Bridge on the Central last week. The girl was 21, the guy was 30, they were dating. From the time he was 24 and she was 15. To which, this is what this writer has to say. I wish I could say I was shocked by that age difference, 24 and 15. A girl allowed to date a guy 9 years older when she was barely old enough to qualify for a driver's permit. But the truth is, these young teen older guy stories are all too common in the Latino community. What's worse is that often these relationships have the blessing of the parents. Only when the young girls become pregnant or domestic violence festers does this trend attract notice. So supposedly this goes on all the time.
I've never heard that.
I hadn't either.
Just in general or with white men?
I think in general. They don't mention white specific.
But now, I thought the black...
Oh, my gosh. You just shorted your mic out.
All right. In the meantime...
And I'm Gordon Keith.
There's a doctor... that says he deals with 75 to 80% Latino cases. And he says, in some of my Latina patients, becoming sexually active at a young age seems culturally acceptable and at times even encouraged within their culture. So, I don't understand how parents could sit there and be like, all right, that's cool. I mean, my kiddo's 14, 15, 16 years old. I mean, is that fine? Is that acceptable?
Oh, my gosh.
Ms. Gordon is obviously struggling.
Terribly interesting.
And why don't you help me out, Dave, instead of just watching...
I'm trying to stay out of the way here, but I don't understand how a parent would...
knowingly just allow a 9 or 10 year old, a 9 or 10 year older guy go out with their daughter?
A friend of the girl's who died said her relationship with Paul, he did a lot to help that girl out. Her family didn't seem to have much in the way of resources. From what I saw, Paul put a roof over her head, bought her clothes and groceries, and then killed her.
I don't think that was the quote.
No, but, I mean, essentially that's what the trend is that they're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Are they going?
What do you think?
Are they? It's your fault.
Yeah, you kicked the cord.
In
all violent.
So, is it like a socioeconomic thing? Like, the parents don't mind it because, you know, the older guy...
Well, remember, he found her working at Boston Market.
Right.
Not to say that...
So the older guy will provide for her and take some of the pressure off the parents to provide for her.
Yeah, but the guy was 24. She was 15.
Right,
but I'm just... ninth grade.
But I'm just saying, I'm trying to justify it from the parents' point of view that, you know, well, you know, it's kind of unstable, but he is, you know, more mature, more established, and he can provide for her.
I don't know. I mean, is this common in all minorities? Is that what I'm being led to believe here?
I don't know.
I don't think so. It sounds more Latino-based.
I think it's just this freelance writer going on a rampage and not having a whole lot of stats to back her up.
Could be. All right, Dave. If you had to guess who the most powerful woman in entertainment was.
Oprah.
Well, now I'm off. Hello.
I hear you.
I'm on. Hello. Can't hear myself. No. This has to do. This is not entertainment as a whole. This is actress, I should say.
Okay.
Who is the most powerful actress in Hollywood? When you combine money, newspaper clippings, web hits, and radio and TV mentions, who is number one in that category? This according to Forbes magazine, by the way.
Nicole Kidman.
She's not in the top eight.
Brittany.
Not in the top eight. And I still can't hear them, by the way. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here.
It's 10:44 on Sports Radio 1300.
Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial into Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. 1310 AM, 1700 AM.
I don't believe it!
And 104.1 FM.
104.1 FM.
104.1 FM. The Ticket Ticker delivers up to the minute sports news about our teams and our town three times an hour at 10:30 and 50.
Put that down, player.
Interviews with big name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here.
Yeah, man.
Jonathan Miller, Norm Hiskin, Bad Radio, and The Hard Line. Plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night. Live, local, and loving what we're doing. You're all sports all the time. Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
You know, if you're in the market for a new pickup truck, it's time to start thinking outside the box and not just sticking with, I need me a Ford or I need me a Chevy. Gotta have me a Chevy pickup truck. Start thinking Toyota. Start thinking Toyota. Start thinking Tundra, start thinking Tacoma. The Tundra is just as big as any Chevy, any Ford out there. It's got the Toyota quality, which, what? If you think Toyota, you think quality, you think toughness, you think long-lasting, you think durability, and that's what it is. And the Toyota Tundra, you can fit five giant humans in that thing. Plus, you still got the big bed back there to haul all your stuff around in. And it rides like an SUV. It's got all the amenities of an SUV. Essentially, you're driving an SUV with a pickup bed. It's awesome. It's the Tundra.
You've probably heard us talk about phishing. That's phishing with a PH. When identity thieves try to get your name, social security number, passwords, etc., so they can rip you off. Hey, The Hard Line, Mike Reiner here.
You can log on to antiphishing.org and do what they say, like always check to see if you're on a secure web server or download a special phishing patch from Microsoft.
Or you can do what we did and click on the MyPrivacyPolicy.com icon that's on your screen right now.
One way is real complicated with checklists to go through and stuff to look through every single time you get online.
Or just install MyPrivacyPolicy.com and let it do its job.
MPP sits on your desktop and does the work for you, quietly protecting protecting you from identity theft, quietly letting the good email through while weeding out the crap.
And my privacy policy is so easy to use, even a 10-year-old can work it. Right, Grego?
Hey, when it comes to computers, most 10-year-olds are smarter than you and me, and if we can work it, anybody can.
See that logo on your screen? Just click on that or log on to myprivacypolicy.com.
Log on now, because when you buy 12 months, you get the 13th month free, myprivacypolicy.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oof, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
Call. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-888-299-0929 toll-free or visit fbc.com/DVD details.
It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket June item of the month. The Mike Reiner Mr. Tomato Head Ticket T-shirt. Just in time for summer. While wearing this washed-out red shirt, you'll both ask and answer your own question. What's old and grouchy and turned bright red?
Mr. Tomato Head.
Log on to theticket.com. Lay out $15 and dress to impress while confusing your wife and girlfriend at the same time. Who wouldn't want a T-shirt with Reiner's face morphing into a tomato head? I know I would, from the station that's both a fruit and a vegetable. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
This is The Ticket.
The LA Lakers are breaking up days after their loss in the finals to the Pistons. American Broadcasting School and Texas Landing Cattle bring you The Ticker. Phil Jackson says he will no longer be the head coach of the Lakers, and this news prompted Shaquille O'Neal to ask to be traded out of LA. Jackson has been offered another role with the team, but he is not yet accepted. And now the U.S. Open updates brought to you by Coors Light and AT&T Wireless.
Hi, this is Bob Papa along with Mitch Burgess in the 18th tower at Shinnecock Hills. Phil Mickelson and Shigeki Maruyama at 6 under par will tee off at 2:50 p.m. Eastern Time. One shot clear of Jeff Maggart. Retief Goosen, the 2001 U.S. Open champion, just two shots off the pace. Goosen tees off at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. He sizes up the weekend here at Shinnecock.
He's got to hang tough. Who knows what the weather is going to be like. Once the wind starts picking up again, this golf course turns into a different animal. So just got to keep grinding away and see what happens on Sunday.
Mitch Burgess, the weather has yet to pick up.
Well, but I think it will. You know, one of the things that surprised me about Goosen, this guy seems like he had to contend every week. He hits it straight, he hits it long, he putts real well, but he's missed the cut in 3 out of the 6 opens.
So Retief Goosen teeing off at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the U.S. Open from Westwood One. Now this for Charles Schwab.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The white trash of Metroplex Radio. Just to prove it, we've been married 3 times, but still have the same in-laws.
Y'all coming back.
We're eating.
Oh, they're eating.
10:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Eating.
What?
Huh?
You should have my headset down just a little bit.
You're on the air. 10:53, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Yes, we are having a feast out here at Circuit City in Louisville, I-35 and Hebron Parkway. We got Papa John's Pizza. Moe's brought some burritos by. We're enjoying the brand new Coca-Cola C2.
Not to mention all the fantastic deals that are going on around us at Circuit City.
Oh, absolutely. Great deals. It's their grand opening, so they're making everything worth it for you.
If you ever thought about upgrading to HD or plasma, or plasma, as Norm would say, 20% off all their big screen TVs today.
Mm-hmm. You standing over there? You just kind of standing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that C2 good for your boobies?
Okay. Certainly so. Thank you, David, for being here. Corby Davidson, Gordon Keith, Dave Lane with you. We're known as The Rant. All right, so we need to move on. I guess you guys covered very thoroughly the Latina dating problem.
That went nowhere.
But it didn't go anywhere because
let's just start over.
You guys were in such chaos because you kicked the mic cord out.
The first
Dave just sat there. And
okay,
I was trying to stay out of the way.
I start filibustering.
I look over at
comments.
Chuck though. And he's just messing with the fader. I'm like, okay, this doesn't work. We need to do something.
He's getting mad at you. He's going to beat you up now.
Well, he can beat you up. That's fine. Look over at him. No sense of urgency about it.
I think we just need to play the game.
And his solution is, well, there's two other people talking, so it's not that big a deal.
That's the thing. There wasn't. Because Dave that was more concerned with fixing your mic and staying out of the way than talking to me. I'm sitting there going,
you're a professional broadcaster.
I'm not either. I suck at this. I suck at this. I'm awful. And I'm just looking at you, and you're like, yeah, Hispanics are good. That was your
solution
to solving the problem.
If you would have picked a better story to talk about right then, I would have participated.
That's what we teased. Hate y'all.
I don't think that was to go, but okay.
Boy, did they just
came in, grabbed a handful of Cokes and like 4 plates of pizza and walked out.
Huh. Well, that's okay.
Lots of good karma going around today on the show.
What the hell's going on?
Did you not see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Immigrants.
Hey!
Oh.
Whoa, David.
Whoa. Claudia's here, okay?
Yeah, I know. Look at that. Corby, would you marry her to get a green card?
What?
Do you need one?
Do you need a green card? Marry her.
Yes, I would marry her.
Now, Corby got in trouble during break. What did you forget to do?
Did you get a call?
He was getting griped out on the phone.
I wasn't getting griped out on the phone.
All I heard was, in the midst of all this other tension going on, Corby's is on the phone saying, look, I'm sorry, I forgot. I forgot, okay? I'm sorry.
I wanted the plant.
I'll do it. I'm sorry, I just forgot.
I didn't feed the dogs.
Oh, that's
where is
that's
she?
A disaster.
She just got home and was wondering if I did feed the dogs.
Well, I think that they'll probably survive if they, will they? If they miss their mealtime by 2 hours.
But if she was just curious, hey, did you feed the dog? Then why was all this, look, I'm sorry, I forgot, okay? I just forgot.
Because the dogs were staring at her wanting food, and she didn't know if I'd fed them yet.
Well, still.
That's a simple answer.
Hey, you're asking the wrong guy here.
What do you mean?
I'm agreeing with you. I didn't think it was a big deal either.
So what are you going to do about it, Corby?
I'm going to divorce her, and I'm going to marry her. And I'm going to marry this blonde, buxom young Romanian over here.
Okay.
How about
you
that?
You know what? And all ticket wives, back. All ticket wives ought to be on alert.
You're damn
they
right.
They need to make sure that they are the best wives they can possibly be, because I don't think they realize how many options we truly would have.
True.
In your own mind or in reality?
No, in reality. Hey, I guarantee you, if Corby and I got divorced, we could do very well for ourselves.
What about me?
You'd do all right. You'll hang in there.
We'll see. I don't know, Dave. You're still Dave.
Yeah. Nothing's going to overcome that.
you're in such an incredible deficit to other human beings.
Yeah.
I want you to get the nose job.
I'm just trying to get back to even par right now.
So you agree with me there, Corby?
Yes.
That you're, well, why don't you tell your wife? Say, Julie, I don't think you realize this.
Threaten her?
Yeah.
Just look. You got someone.
The
picture of Claudia.
Here's the deal, Julie. You got someone who's a nice guy.
Put it on the fridge.
Deal with it.
I treat you well. I'm fun to be around. I've got a good job. I'm your meal ticket. And I guess I want to add that last part that we heard in our ear there. But I do all these things that are good, and for some reason, but still, you're going to pick at me.
And look what I have staring at me every day.
Yes. Look, this is Claudia.
Meet Claudia.
I could easily marry her. She's looking for a green card.
Oh, who's this little cute number back here with the guy who doesn't deserve her?
Yeah. She's with a mess.
Yeah. Come on.
Look at the gap in that guy's front teeth.
Yeah, and she's with him?
Yeah,
she's
really cute.
She is. Are y'all married and stuff? You are?
Let's talk to her. You want to?
Good job, buddy. Well, we don't have any working mics.
Do we have a handheld microphone?
You'll have to interview him.
Okay, come here, sweetheart. All right, here she comes. She's about 5'5". 5'5". You're about 24, 25?
24.
24. And
have you ever considered being a ticket chick?
What?
No. How old's the guy you're with?
27.
Okay, he looks a lot older than that.
You think so?
Yeah, he looks about 40.
He looks 40.
You have big, natural
eyes.
Eyes.
Yes, they're natural. They're naturally brown.
And you don't have any children yet?
No children.
Good, you haven't been tarnished down there.
How long have you been married?
Not yet.
How long have you been married?
I can't hear him at all.
How long have you been married?
Years.
3 years?
Next week.
Since you were 21?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's wild. Now, was he sure that he was never going to do any better than you, and so he popped the question immediately?
No.
How long did y'all date?
2 years. And he was so nervous the day we got married.
Really?
Yes.
I would
he
be
was
too.
Sweating in the back.
Were you having second thoughts, like you might could do better? How did you guys meet?
Friend of a friend.
What's your name, by the way?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Okay. Very nice name. And do you have any sisters?
Mm-hmm. What? She's nine.
Whoa.
Will you
so
call
she's
me?
A half-sister.
Yeah.
Will you call Our board op wants to know if she's seeing anyone.
Okay. Just ignore that part.
Well, Rebecca, I truly do appreciate your interview.
Look at her. She's very cute and just got the cute little haircut and the big brown eyes and the face you just want to run into a rack of 8-track tape.
For love.
For love. You know, you're very, very cute. Just look at her, Corby. You're sitting close to her. Look at her pretty mouth.
I'm agreeing
and realize
with you.
What seedy things he's done to that mouth.
I know. Look at him over there laughing.
I know.
You know, Corby, I know that you have a weakness for certain things. I wonder if you're
what?
If you're having problems right now.
What things?
Corby loves the top part of a woman.
The brain.
The mammary gland.
Yeah, he loves that.
And what? What are you saying?
He was commenting on yours while you were standing over there.
You can't believe that. Thank you. I would never do that.
He's gonna ask you some question about growing up in Romania to try and deflect the topic of the conversation.
What? That didn't even make any sense.
I don't know. So when are you guys going to have kids? You going to have kids? You waiting around for another 10 years maybe?
No, not 10 years.
Really?
Probably pretty soon.
Really? Did you go to college?
Like 3 semesters.
Really? He made you drop out of college so you could be with him, right? What a bastard.
I was in college when we met.
Really? What college?
And he ruined your life.
Or Texas?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you guys do for a living?
I'm a hairstylist. He sells liquor.
Oh, good God. You do the devil's work over there, selling liquor to kids. Well, Rebecca, congratulations. We're very proud of you. You're very cute. And
all right, that's Rebecca.
Maybe someday we'll...
liquor walk away from...
Walk faster.
Yeah,
walk faster.
Walk away. She's walking.
Come on.
And she's so self-conscious right now.
Oh, yeah. I want to see the parts of you that make you need a bathroom.
What?
She needs to have kids soon to get those things some use. They're going away.
Oh, right. Sure he's using them. Sure he is.
Wow.
Smashing them together.
What? Ah, she's cute. All right, what were we talking about?
Breast?
No.
Liquor?
No. Yes, yes, I do want to. No, we were talking about something.
About how this show is going to hell in a handbasket?
Okay, here's something we were talking about in the car over here, and everyone's talking about this.
About how Corby Tenpec?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
No, we weren't. Go ahead, move on.
You say that you're henpecked, and now...
I've never said that. You were the one who said that. I think.
I repeated you.
No, you didn't. Stop it.
Especially this morning when we saw Corby, we went to go pick him up, and hold on, guys, hold on. And Corby's having to water the hanging flowers.
I do that every day.
Oh, whatever.
Hang on, guys. I can't leave until I finish my chores.
What is happening over there, Corby?
I take care of the plants and the flowers and the lawn.
You fund her entire life.
She has a job.
Okay, but I don't need to repeat what you say about her job.
Okay. It's just an excuse to wake up in the morning and get out of the house.
I just don't understand why a woman would do that. She marries up.
Well, I don't really know about that.
Come on, Corby.
She
just wants to kind of direct you around.
She's certainly a little...
Then you're a little pawn in her drama.
She's certainly a little better looking than I am.
You always talk about how hot you are and how famous you are.
Right. You will be famous long after she's not good looking. That looks thing is not that big a deal after a certain point.
Tell that to Claudia.
Well, that's why you need a succession of Claudia. I'm just saying, Corby, I'm concerned about you.
I know you are, and I appreciate the concern.
Well, honey, I've got to go. I've got to go to work. It's my job. I don't care. You tell them that you were supposed to do this. You were supposed to water those plants, and you got to water those plants before you go to work. Honey, it's going to make me late for my job. I don't care. You just explain to them why you're late, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Look, guys, look, I'm going to do it. Corbin, we're going to be late. Just let me do it. I just want to avoid the argument.
That is not a recreation of what happened this morning. As I'm watering the plants casually, and I hear out the window Dave go, "You better water those plants before you go to work."
Yes, there was a window that was open, and through the screen you could hear this voice.
And don't forget to feed the dogs. Feed them dogs. Damn it.
And you didn't feed the dogs, and you get called during your show while you are working.
Asking if I had fed the dogs, because she wasn't home when I left.
I heard her. She
was
there.
She was yelling
at
the door.
You better feed them dogs!
Just please set her straight.
Okay, I will.
Somewhere along the line, she got the idea that a husband was someone to serve the wife.
Well, she forgot who has the upper hand in the relationship. She is under the false impression that she has
right.
the upper hand. Or does
she? You buy me a house. I want a house. I want to make sure we get the house. Okay, fine. We'll get the house. You get the house. I got to have nice furniture.
You better buy that some bitch by Friday.
That's right. And I want some nice furniture and everything. I'm not going to live like you're in college. You're not in college anymore. You got a wife now, Corby.
This place is a pigsty.
Okay,
you better pick it up and water the plants and feed the dogs.
Plant. Furniture.
They're dried out. Look at them dogs. They're so skinny. You never feed them.
All right. So
what were we talking about in the car that everyone's talking about that you were...
Your key out of this marriage, which is the lottery.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
you said.
Well, let's get to that next.
All right. Coming up next, lottery talk.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
Hello.
Weekends are for sports, but your wife wants you to paint the porch.
Honey.
That's why we invented Ticket Sports Saturday.
Ticket Sports Saturday.
This weekend, get things done and don't worry about a thing. We'll follow the Rangers to Florida for their series with the Marlins, scope out the Hamptons at the U.S. Open, and make a series of left turns with a qualifying lap at NASCAR's DHL 400 in Michigan with updated results every 10 minutes. It's Ticket Sports Saturday, beginning today at noon. All sports all the time.
Hey now, the Hardline here, helping pass the time till the program starts back up by sharing with you our love for identity thieves.
Shoving hot pokers into their eyes?
These are people whose criminal acts would be stopped by my privacy policy, but a lot of people don't know that.
Have Wolverines gnaw off their fingers?
If you're not careful, you'll get email that looks like it's from eBay or Citibank. Answer it in a couple of months, you'll find out you just bought a house in Boise and you're in deep, deep debt.
Shoot spear guns into their ears.
You can tell Grego feels strongly about this, but we're lucky. We've already signed up for MyPrivacyPolicy.com.
Circumcise them with a rusty machete.
If you log on to the MPP icon right now, you can sign up for your free trial of MyPrivacyPolicy.com. Stop the fishers, stop identity theft by gaining control of your scene.
End them alive and dip them in sulfur.
Do what we've done. Sign up now for MyPrivacyPolicy.com and stop identity theft cold. It's the cruelest thing you can do to them. Click on the logo right now or log on to MyPrivacyPolicy.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big time ones you really develop a hunger for. clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment, auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
No rules, just right.
I'm Layla Weibach, show author, Hayes Interlude. Join next on the Ticket Picker.
Do you go through your days feeling like something's missing? Do you find yourself longing for more? Well, you may be suffering from deficient checking syndrome. DCS is a condition caused by bank checking accounts that fail to offer enough features. But there's a revolutionary solution that can make deficient checking syndrome a thing of the past. It's called Free Checking Deluxe from Washington Mutual. Our free checking account is an all-in-one miracle of modern ingenuity, offering services like 24/7 access to telephone bankers and more. It also comes with a Visa Check card that lets you enroll in Wamula for schools and benefit local schools with every purchase. Plus, you can add ID theft services and personal online banking for free. And it's available without a prescription. Just visit a financial center today and say hello to Free Checking Deluxe from Washington Mutual. More human interest.
Free Checking Deluxe cannot cure male pattern baldness or excessive foot odor. Used frequently to relieve pain caused by the common bill. Do not follow Free Checking Deluxe unless directed by a physician. See Washington Mutual for details. FDIC insured.
The Ticket.
Rangers face the world champion Marlins in game two of their series at 5:05. CarMax brings you the ticker. Rangers send Joaquin Benoit to the hill. He will face phenom Dontrelle Willis. Buck Showalter says that NL stadiums pose a challenge to the Rangers.
The American League is definitely at a disadvantage when they go in the National League park, and when the National League comes into our park, it's pretty much a push. I don't think you'll find many people that play the game that like interleague play.
He was on with Norm earlier this week. Rangers won last night 8-1. Taking a look at the U.S. Open leaderboard, there is some early action amongst a few players. Tim Petrovic is now at 1-over for the tournament. Charles Howell III, 3-under through 11 for the day. Sean McKeel, 1-under through 3. A little bit lower on the leaderboard, Dudley Hart and KJ Choi are both 1-under through 6 holes. And your leaders are Shigeki Maruyama and Phil Mickelson at 6-under. They will tee off at about 150 this afternoon. Jeff Magrett at 5-under. He is in third, and tied for fourth are Fred Funk and Retief Goosen. They are at 4-under. Checking out the College World Series today, South Carolina plays Cal State Fullerton at 1:30. And tonight at 6, LSU takes on Miami. The last time these two teams met in the CWS, it was in 1996 when LSU won by one run in the championship game. That's a Ticket Picker, a service of the Christ Collection. It's the Christ Collection's 6th annual parking lot sale this Friday and Saturday at the Christ Showroom in the Dallas Design District, 1628 Oaklawn Avenue. Call 214-698-9118 for details. Our next Ticket Picker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Our Dallas Mavericks Draft Party, Thursday, June 24th, live from the Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill, Embassy Suites Hotel and Grapevine, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, it's 10:11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant, live from Circuit City in, are we in Lewisville?
Yep.
We're in Lewisville, Texas, off of 35 and Hebron Parkway, and the deals they got going on are many. All big screens tag 10% off, plus an additional 10% will be taken off at the register. That's 20% if you add 10 plus 10.
Wonderful.
All car speakers, sub sandwiches, and amps, 10 to 25% off.
You know, we should take a field trip after the show.
It.
What?
I like the joke.
Thank you.
They just went right by.
I didn't even get it. What'd you say?
Do the joke again.
All car speakers, sub sandwiches, and amps, 10 to 25% off. We got it now. See, it says sub.
All right, I want to do an experiment with you guys. Okay?
Free portable DVD player.
Pull down your pants.
New wireless phone activation.
All right, come up here, dude. No, the guy behind you. Yeah. This guy was at Lone Star Park last night, too. Now, I want you to tell me who he looks like.
Who this guy looks like?
Yeah.
Jesus. Is it obvious?
I told him who he looked like last night, and he had never heard it before in his life. I thought it was fairly obvious, especially in the eyes.
I don't know.
Dave?
Your lover?
No, not my lover, Dave.
Max Miller.
You get what a lot?
Lance Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong? No.
I can tell you that.
I can see the Lance Armstrong thing, but no. I'm the only one who told
like me.
No. No.
Because you'd be hot if you were.
Oh, my gosh. He looks like a, if you've ever seen young pictures of Bob Crane, he looks just like Bob Crane.
Ooh, you do.
Isn't that creepy? He's got the high cheekbones like Bob Crane. He's got the Bob Crane eyes.
A little beady Bob
yeah.
Crane eyes.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about porn all the time.
Yep.
How
what
old
do you think?
How old is he?
How old is this guy?
Yeah.
22? 22. And he was drunk off his ace last night.
Are you horny all the
you
time?
You haven't gone to bed.
God,
are you kidding?
Right.
God.
Lone Star Park, and now he's out at this one.
Are you on drugs?
Next day.
I just quit my job.
Well, just because you're unemployed doesn't mean you have to stay up all night partying your ass off.
I'm taking a two-month vacation.
You really have not gone to bed.
No.
What'd you do
last
night?
Where'd you go after Lone Star Park? My friends drove me home, thank God.
Yes.
And then I just watched movies at my place, and then I heard The Rent.
You watch movies all night?
Just a couple.
And there were no other substances involved?
No, I promise.
This okay. Sounds like something you would do at that age.
Yeah, probably.
I always had to go to bed. I was never the guy who could stay out till, you know, 5 in the morning and then be like, well, let's just keep going, man. Let's just go. Go for it. Go! Yeah.
Yep.
High-fiving. And
yep.
Ripping a line off your friend's back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have friends that can, though. They would try and drag you along.
Yeah, I know. But I was the guy that never could do. I had to sleep. I had to get at least a few hours of sleep. I couldn't continue the party.
Yeah, I've known guys that can go all the time.
Like, we were in Vegas one time.
What?
Like, with poppers and stuff.
We were in Vegas, and my buddy stayed up for, like, 48 hours straight.
You have the speakers on you?
You know? I mean, that's physically impossible for me at any age. And you see, this kid who's 22, he doesn't even look like he's tore up or anything. Can you imagine how awful you would look, Dave, if you stayed up for an entire night? How red your nose would be and your puffy eyes. And
how could he look worse?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Look at him now. He's got this that huge proboscis.
Next week I'll stay up all night.
We got to do that. Experiment.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, you need to.
You know, actually, I can exist on very little sleep. As long as I can have 3 hours of sleep a night, I'm fine.
Right, but 0 hours of sleep. We'll stay up all night. We'll watch like Rocky 1, 2, and 3.
Watch Patton. Watch Lonesome Dove.
The whole series?
Yeah.
Well, I think that'd probably do it then.
Oh, okay.
And then we just come to work.
Yeah.
We'll stay at your house, Gordon.
Fine. We'll have a rant slumber party.
Yeah. That'll be a real party.
If we can broadcast from my apartment, then we can do it.
Your house?
We'll do the little
apartment.
We'll do the toast trick.
What's that?
Toast trick?
Where we kill Corby?
Involving toast?
No, we all kind of
shove toast down his throat and shoot a cop.
We make kind of a little circle around a piece of toast.
I don't understand that.
And then what?
Decorate it.
What? Who ever heard of that?
No one. This is something that he picked up in the orphanage.
Then the last one has to...
You really develop bad habits in the orphanage.
Yeah.
You know? You sweat too much. That's from the no AC that
yeah.
You had in wherever you were. Chimneyville.
We have two pregnant ladies out here. And I love two pregnant ladies.
Why?
Got to get me have some pregnant ladies. You guys disgusted by the pregnant lady?
No.
Are you asking your husband?
They have a healthy glow.
It's called gas.
Okay.
Huh. Is that true that women get real gassy?
They get horny, don't they? Pregnant women?
Horny?
Like they've got a habit for a while?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like their hormones go crazy?
Well, there's a pregnant lady right there. Let's ask her.
She's browsing the adult DVD section.
Come on, sir. Get your wife over here. Corral her over.
I don't think there's an adult DVD section at Circuit City, by the way.
That says action. I'm sorry. I thought it said adult.
He thought it said hardcore up above action. What's your name?
Melissa.
How far along are you?
8 months.
Wow.
You're pretty far along. Dave and Corby have a couple questions for you. Corby?
Now, I've never met a pregnant lady before. Do you feel okay right now?
I feel great.
That's so my question.
That's it.
On a scale of...
Is that a bad one? Is that not an interesting question? Do you feel good?
That's not the question that you originally had.
Are you gassy?
It depends on what you eat.
Really?
No.
It's
sometimes,
okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I hate pregnant women.
Now, are you horny? Or were you horny
sometimes
at any point during the pregnancy? Like your hormones were crazy?
They're always crazy.
But more crazy than when you were not pregnant?
Do you cry a lot when you're horny?
My husband may want to answer that.
All right, husband, come on over here. I think he's going to give us more honest answers here.
Is it weird having to service a pregnant woman?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Service?
What, are you changing her oil, Dave?
If that's what she wants.
Checking it, at least.
It is weird servicing a pregnant woman. But you do have to kind of climb underneath her.
Okay. Too graphic there. All right, answer Corby's first question.
What was the question?
What was it?
Do you have jaundice,
by the way? You look very yellow.
I know. I get these puffy eyes. I'm not the main guy. So.
I think he has jaundice. Is she gassy?
Yes, she is. More so than usual. I'm surprised she didn't tell you. She usually will do that.
That's okay.
Does she have any crazy...
What? Like, what do you mean? Like,
She usually would say that she's gassy. I'm surprised she didn't say, but yes.
Really?
Does she have any crazy...
Like, what's the frequency?
I would say it's probably tripled since she's been pregnant.
Now, is it related to diet, though? Does she have any crazy cravings? Or it's just a product of being pregnant?
Only if
the baby's
cream is crazy,
kicking out the farts.
Oh, shit. Gordon. Gordon just dropped his microphone on a can of Coca-Cola C2 and a burrito. Pick it up. Clean yourself up.
Dad's back, burrito!
God.
Mix it.
You ruined the whole segment. Where are you going? Get away! Don't hug me. Don't sit on me. All right. Thank you, pregnant people. Thank you very much.
I know.
By the way, look at the back of his shirt.
What does it say? Shut up and drink beer?
Shut up and drink your beer.
Oh, my goodness.
That guy's having a child.
Now I hate pregnant women.
Why?
Because they're disgusting now.
Do you think that's a good physiological explanation for what happens?
No, and don't repeat it.
Do you think God made a mistake in his perfection of creation, and he forgot to tune out the gas mechanism in pregnant ladies, or ladies, period? Oh,
well,
know,
don't mention that.
I meant ladies. You know what I meant. Period was singular, not plural. So therefore, it would have been inchromatic. Inchromatic.
What?
I hate life.
Do you think it would be better if like human beings weren't polyesterous? If they only went into heat like once a year?
Yeah. Yes. But it wasn't like predetermined, like April, everyone's all worked up. It just depends on the guy. So for 1 month out of the year, just depending on, that's your time. And
now,
that's it.
It would have to be like other animals, there's a certain period of time.
But the women are the ones that go into heat, not the men.
Yeah, I know, he's confused, but... Yeah, if women only went into heat once...
Well, I'm saying guys, too, though. We're only aroused once a year. One particular time out of the year.
Right, when the women are aroused.
Right, when the women start putting out the...
When their front bottoms get all flush.
Oh.
I'm all... Cinnamon bunny?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would that be a better world, or would it be such mayhem for those 2 months out of the year?
There would have to be, a government-mandated, shutdown. Everything would close so people could just go and have
procreate.
Oh, gross. So you see,
people just out here in the parking lot.
Just kind of climbing up.
Yeah. I mean, it would be difficult to go outside without, you know, attacking somebody.
Yeah, it's true.
But would that be better than this year-round business that we have, the year-round dance?
God would have been better if he would have done that to us.
God would have been better. I don't
right.
know if I would ever start off a sentence like that.
And if he would have not stuck colons in us.
I think it's not like God just kind of assembled us in some way and had a...
He did.
Oh, here's some tubing.
Right, he just shoved
it
in
it somewhere.
If he could have just, we could not have had that.
So he finishes, oh, I forgot to put the colon in. Oh,
yeah.
That's all right.
We don't need that.
Yeah, why couldn't he have made the human to be such an efficient creature?
That we just use 100% of our fuel?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No byproducts whatsoever?
Nothing.
Because everyone is disturbed by byproducts.
Everyone has a fatal flaw, and that was God's.
Oh, my gosh.
Look in the Bible.
What am I going to find?
His flaw.
Where does it talk about that?
Although he did create Claudia.
Yeah, but you know there's a dirty little secret.
What?
That same flaw.
Oh, not with her.
She ruins it.
She has a colon.
She's not allowed to do
that. Just ruins it.
That would be such the first thing that I do is sew that up.
So what up?
It's 11:27 on the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says, you can't hear a pin drop, then something is definitely wrong with your bowling. It's time for Bowling for Spares, Bad Radio's annual charity event for Wednesday's Child at Showplace Lanes in Euless, July 14th. A yearly cultural event meant to remind us how much we suck at bowling. To put your team together, log on to theticket.com. Locate the printable entry form, write your $25 check, and mail it in. Sign up today and bowl for spares. Presented by Sonic Drive.
And now let's listen in as Grego answers email.
This is from Bob in Bedford. Bob's getting a lot of offers for male enhancements in his email.
Bob, don't be an idiot. Sign up right now for myprivacypolicy.com and stop this kind of crap email cold.
Here's one from Lynette in Louisville. She answered one of those emails that looks like it's from Citibank, and now she's in trouble.
Lynette, how many times did you write in and ask about the phishing attack? And I kept telling you, don't answer them. Sign up for myprivacypolicy.com, but no, you wouldn't do it. And now look at you. There's somebody out there using your identity, getting your credit cards, bouncing your checks, and you know what that makes you? An idiot, idiot, idiot.
If only she'd listened to us and signed up for myprivacypolicy.com.
Click on the MPP logo on your computer right now or log on to myprivacypolicy.com. MPP identifies dangerous email, prevents online identity theft, and lets you control your online experience. Sign up now, and when you buy 12 months, you get the 13th month free at myprivacypolicy.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops. Watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big time as you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Barrel's Old Country Store in Burleson, 530 West in Aylesbury at exit 38.
I'm Layla. Can still get a major again. X from the ticket picker.
Hi, this is Dave Workman, President and CEO of Ultimate Electronics. Now, if there are two things I know something about, it's home electronics and being a dad. And as Father's Day approaches, I can safely say we love to be entertained, and nothing does that quite like a home theater. And we've got them in all shapes and sizes. In fact, there's something for nearly every budget, from state-of-the-art systems that'll easily one-up any theater to very affordable systems that'll take your current TV to a whole new level. And since it's all about keeping things simple, our highly trained sales staff can save you time by helping you figure out the best fit. And as much as he says he'd love to hook it all up himself, trust me, he'll love the sight of our red carpet delivery and installation service bringing his system to life.
Father's Day is almost here, and at Ultimate Electronics, we're featuring home theater solutions that are just right for Dad. And with huge savings on TVs and home audio, you'll be sure to get him just the right stuff at the right price. Check out our Sunday insert for more Father's Day deals and gift ideas for your dad. Ultimate Electronics. Experience more without paying more.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Phil Mickelson and Shigeki Maruyama are tied for the lead at the U.S. Open. They are yet to tee off, and Phil says it's good to be at the top.
After winning Augusta, I feel like the preparation I had, the style of shots and so forth, I have seemed to be allowing me to play and score well in the majors. And now I look forward to it and can't wait for them to come.
Phil and Shigeki are at 6-under for the tournament. Tiger Woods at 1-over. Rangers played the second game of their series with the Marlins at 5:05. It's Joaquin Benoit against Dontrelle Willis for the Marlins. Rangers are coming off an 8-1 win last night where pitcher John Gonsolin got his first win and a start in 6 years. And days after their exit from the NBA Finals, the L.A. Lakers are breaking up. Phil Jackson announced that he will no longer be head coach after he had talked with owner Jerry Buss, and Shaquille O'Neal has asked to be traded in the aftermath. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here's your chance to watch a 70-year-old man shake his booty with hot money. Log on to theticket.com and register to win a trip for two to the Playboy Mansion. Brought to you by Rolling Rock and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant live from Circuit City in Louisville. I-35 and Hebron Parkway. It's a grand opening. Stop by here and see us. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes or so. And we have to get into lottery talk.
Do we want
to
take
lottery
the trigger
is up
moment?
To? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Before we get to lottery talk, we need to take what has been billed as horny Jillian, the pregnant lady.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, how old are you, sweetheart?
23.
Oh,
wow.
That's nice. And how far along are you?
I am basically 4.5 months.
What are you doing, getting knocked up at 23?
You know what? I'm not quite sure. It's kind of surprised, but I've been married for 3 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What are you doing getting married at 20?
What do you care, Corby? She may love the guy.
Oh,
Corby,
yeah.
Look at it like this. My husband's 38.
Oh, yeah.
He got you when he was... Wait, so how old were you when you started dating him?
That's not important.
No. 18? It's very important. Seriously, how old?
Are you Latino?
What's that?
Are you Latina?
No, I'm not.
Steer clear of the Bush overpass.
Seriously, how old were you when you started dating him?
18.
And he was 29?
No, he was 31.
Oh, 30, yeah. Well, that's good math there, Corby.
So what all have you guys done together? You done everything?
Meaning what?
She's pregnant.
Yeah, but if they had done some other things.
Turned on?
Okay, wait, hold it.
Hey, repeat that.
You said that on the air the other day.
Yeah, but
it wasn't in reference directly to that, though.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, Jillian. What'd you say?
No, think about it like this. I'm already pregnant. I don't have to worry about it. So this is the fun part of it. Anything and everything goes.
So you're like doing, like, what's an example in very clean terms?
Stuff that you would do now that you didn't do before.
Oh, goodness.
Are you gassy?
thanks for the change of subject. Thankfully is starting to go away.
But you were gassy.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Gordon?
I don't think much of it, Corby. I don't like it.
Trust me, I didn't either. No, a big part is because you start all the damn vitamins.
Right.
Then that kind of, and your body's already going crazy as it is with the hormones, so your body's just going over the edge.
See, well, you know, women in the Old West weren't taking vitamins. Why do we have to take vitamins?
Because we don't want to live in the Old West anymore.
Babies used to die in the Old West, Corby.
Did they?
Yeah, some of them.
All right, go ahead. So you're taking vitamins and you're real gassy.
No, like I said, no, I was gassy. That's thankfully going away.
So when do you start being horny? After you're gassy?
No, when I started being horny was after the nausea went away.
Oh, well, that's a turn on.
So what all have you done some, like, experimental stuff that you didn't do even before?
No, I would say we definitely experimented around prior to, but...
Like now, what kind of stuff?
Oh, goodness. Once y'all throw out some examples, I'll tell you yes or
like,
no.
Like threesomes?
Not
well, it is
there.
Kind of a threesome.
Whoa, whoa,
oh,
wow.
Whoa,
hey,
whoa,
whoa,
okay.
Whoa.
No, it's Dave.
It's kind
because
of a threesome
a
with
baby.
A baby there.
No, don't cheapen it like that. You had a threesome? It's no big deal.
Oh, my husband's going to kill me because I know he's listening.
So what? Did you?
It was back in your swinging single days when you were 19, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did. How many times did you do this?
Just once.
Just once? And who was the girl?
Not going there.
Was it a friend of yours?
Yes.
So you're
was she the same age as you?
Your husband was a lucky Pierre.
And so you did everything in this?
Oh, man, my husband's going to kill me.
Well, I mean, you lived it to its full extent. You didn't just say, you know, well, I'm not going to take advantage of this opportunity.
The opportunity was there, so we took full advantage of it.
Were you loaded?
No.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
Did your husband have all kinds of fun with your friend?
Oh, very much so.
So why didn't you do it again?
Just the time hasn't presented itself.
But you would?
Yeah.
So you dig the ladies.
I hope Claudia's not listening to this. I don't want her to do this.
You dig the ladies, huh?
So how old do you think your kid will be when you tell him the story?
I don't know if my kid will ever know the story.
Is when you tell him the birds and the bees, you're going to tell him about the threesome that you and your husband had with your best friend, Aunt Penny or whatever she's going to be called?
Yeah, probably so.
Was she your best friend?
She's a close friend.
Still is?
Yeah.
Was she in the wedding?
But you look at her and realize your husband has had that.
Yeah.
Was she in the wedding?
No.
It doesn't bother you.
Did she go to the wedding?
No, because we'd actually eloped.
But it doesn't bother you that your husband has had that?
No, because I was there with him.
And did you assist him in having that?
No, he was all game.
No, but were you a bystander or were you a participant?
Oh, we were both participants.
It's so wonderful.
Did you record this in any way?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Do you have a MP3 of it?
No.
And how many girls have you kissed?
Just her.
Is she good looking?
Oh, yeah.
Better looking than you?
Probably about equal.
So what other stuff did you do in your swinging days?
Were you trying to get pregnant, by the way, tender age of 23?
No, this was definitely a surprise.
Really?
So he has done everything to your body, correct?
Oh, my God.
Is he ready to have kids?
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait, one question
he's
at a
like
time
50.
Here.
Well, she's not answering that one.
Well, no, yes, she is. Has he done everything with your body?
That's a yes.
Let's go on the next question.
So that's a yes.
Yes, that's a yes.
Congratulations. She didn't do that when she was on vitamins.
Oh, he's so going to kill me.
All right, would you like to give him a shout out? And where does he work?
No, that's okay.
What's his social security number?
No, trust me, he's already listening. He knows I'm talking on the phone with y'all. He actually called me, told me to call y'all.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. We're sorry.
Are you cute?
Yeah.
He might be turned on right now, for all we know.
Well, when are we going to get to see you? We want to see you.
I don't want to see you when you're pregnant, though. Be sure and
get... Well, she's only 4 and a half, so she's not going to be going too bad.
Have the kid, go get in the gym, work out for about 2 years, and then come
then
back
call
when,
Corby.
When you're 25.
Then Corby will say hi to you.
There you go.
Who is Joe?
Is that the husband?
No, I don't know. I don't know who Joe is.
All right, thank you, Jillian.
Sure you haven't had Joe?
Thanks for sharing.
I haven't had Joe.
Hey, you're going to have that friend of yours be your little midwife? Kind of help out with that area she's so familiar with now?
How about I introduce you to my little friend?
Oh, that'd be great.
Is she single?
Is she single?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. So am I.
Have her email me.
Tell her to MP3 me.
Yes, there will.
All right, have her fax me an MP3.
Okay,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, I love you.
Okay, love you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So wonderful. Joe, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, there's a friend of mine, him and his wife. They got drunk, did that with her best friend, and he got her pregnant. The best friend.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
So what happened?
She had the kid. I mean, and they still talk.
So is he paying, like, child support?
Oh, yeah.
How old is the kid now?
Oh, he's probably about 5 now.
And does he know that this guy who's married to someone else is his daddy?
I don't really know. I don't get that personal with him, you know, what they...
Dave, that kid is more tormented than you.
Do what?
But the girl and the kid didn't just move in with the couple, did they?
No.
Well, that's what I'd do.
They're a separate deal, but his reasoning was he was really, really drunk, and he, let's see.
Thank you. We know. We know. Thank you.
All right.
He had his biology here. He had his intervals all mixed up.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I'm going to imagine it right after I get off the air.
I'm going to start imagining it right now.
Don't. Don't get too worked up.
Like you were in the car?
Uh-oh, I'm imagining it. Oh, no. All right, coming up next, lottery talk, 11:44 on the ticket.
That was lottery talk.
The Mavs and Stars are done. The Cowboys are reloading with new players. And the Rangers are kicking some serious ace. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is the place where you can talk about it all. Hot sports opinions on our teams and our town from our guys. And the P1 on the original, all local, all sports, all the time radio station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out this weekend at the beach house.
Dining room table for 10, $650.
Sure, you can bring your kids. Bring them all out to my beach house.
Cool toys, $74.
Well, this Sunday at the beach house, we're going to be having a big barbecue at my beach house.
Outdoor grill, $210.
You have got to see our beach house. It's right on the beach.
Being able to say our beach house and meaning it, priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's debit MasterCard.
Use your Texans Credit Union Texans check card with the MasterCard logo from June 1st to July 31st, and you'll have a chance to win a weekend house on Cape Cod, the California coast, or almost anywhere in between. And every time you use your Texans Credit Union Texans check card on the weekend, you have 2 chances to win. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. PIN-based and international transactions not eligible. N-731.
Hey now, the hard line here, helping pass the time till the program starts back up by sharing with you our love for identity thieves.
Shoving hot pokers into their eyes?
These are people whose criminal acts would be stopped by my privacy policy, but a lot of people don't know that.
Have Wolverines gnaw off their fingers?
If you're not careful, you'll get email that looks like it's from eBay or Citibank. Answer it in a couple of months. You'll find out you just bought a house in Boise and you're in deep, deep debt.
Shoot spear guns into their ears.
You can tell Grego feels strongly about this, but we're lucky. We've already signed up for MyPrivacyPolicy.com.
Circumcise them with a rusty machete.
If you log on to the MPP icon right now, you can sign up for your free trial of MyPrivacyPolicy.com. Stop the fishers, stop identity theft by gaining control of your scene.
Skin them alive and dip them in sauce.
Do what we've done. Sign up now for MyPrivacyPolicy.com and stop identity theft cold. It's the cruelest thing you can do to them. Click on the logo right now or log on to MyPrivacyPolicy.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
You have
$36 activation and $175 early termination fees OAC. Coverage includes own and roam areas. $1.75 monthly regulatory program fee and other charges and restrictions apply.
I'm Layla. It looks to be a good pitching matchup with the Rangers tonight. I'll tell you about it next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hello, fans of Toyota and fans of the Toyota pickup truck. I'm not talking to you because you already know how great the Tundra is and the Tacoma is. I don't have to speak to you. I'm speaking to those people who don't realize how wonderful those pickup trucks are. They don't understand that the Tundra is a giant, giant monstrosity of a truck. It's not too big, though. It doesn't feel like you're driving around in a, you know, like a Hummer or something like that. It doesn't basically swallow the road up. But it is large enough to fit five people in. Five people in a pickup truck comfortably. The back seat is absolutely enormous, and the bed is equally as large back there, so you can haul around all your stuff. And the best part about it is, I was a little bit leery driving around a truck that size, thinking that, you know, I just feel like I'm driving around in something that's too big for me. You know, you feel like you're driving around in a nice SUV. It has every single amenity that the SUVs have, and it rides like a dream. Doesn't drive like a old rough pickup truck. The Tundra is wonderful. The Tacoma is, too. The Tacoma is basically a smaller version of the Tundra. So, check it out. It's larger than the Ford F-150. It's got more payload room than the Nissan Titan. Better truck. Better vehicle. No question about it. So, if you see the Toyota sign, stop by. Give it a test drive. Prove to yourself that it's a wonderful vehicle. Toyota, get the feeling.
The Ticket.
Rangers continue their series with the Marlins this afternoon at 5:05. Rangers send Joaquin Benoit to the hill against Dontrell Willis. They're coming off an 8-1 win over the Fish last night, where Brad Fulmer hit a 3-run home run. And now the U.S. Open update brought to you by Coors Light and AT&T Wireless.
From Shinnecock Hills Golf Club, Westwood One presents this special report on the 104th U.S. Open Championship. Hi, this is Bob Hoffman, the Tower at 18, along with 1991 U.S. Amateur Champion Mitch Bogis. Phil Mickelson and Shigeki Maruyama share the lead at 6-under par heading into the third round. They'll begin their play at 2:50 p.m. Eastern Time. After Mickelson's 66 in the second round, he was asked if his score could have been even better.
I don't feel like I left a lot of shots out there. There were certainly opportunities that I had that I didn't capitalize on, but they were putts like on 11 that was a defensive putt. If I tried to get aggressive with that, it was going to go a lot further than the 3 or 4 feet by the hole that it did go, and I still thought I had made it.
It's just the mindset of the reigning Masters champion.
Well, it's a great attitude to have, too. Realize that everybody's going to miss putts. Even the best players miss about half of them from 6 feet.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the U.S. Open from Westwood One.
Consort Aircare presents Dan's Mailbag, starring sportscaster Dan Patrick.
Ryan D. writes, Dan, my fiance uses my razors. Can I use her pink one? Ryan, start using her razors. Next thing you know, you're trying to squeeze into one of her sundresses. Stick with products made for men, like Consort Hairspray and Gel. They'll give you a healthy-looking hold that's never stiff or sticky, and it's a lot easier than learning to walk in high heels.
Dan's Mailbag has been brought to you by Consort Hair Care, located in the men's shaving aisle, nowhere near the pink razors.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. When we're bored, we pull a couple of teeth and pick up chicks at Walmart.
11:50 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant wrapping up here at Circuit City in Louisville at I-35 and Hebron Parkway.
Oh,
all right, now we need to talk about the lottery. It's up to $145 million.
Is there a drawing tonight?
Yes, Wednesdays and Saturdays.
I don't know.
Commercials?
I'm stupid.
They're drawing tonight. Now, Corby, you've already said that you will purchase a ticket today.
I will buy $5 worth of tickets.
I may buy $20 worth of tickets.
Because that one, if you buy $20 worth of tickets, your odds will increase to about 3-1 of winning.
No, not that high.
Oh.
Boy, look at her. Hi. Corby was talking about you a little bit earlier.
He blames everything on me, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know, it's not me. Tim.
Are you wearing underwear? Okay. That's what Dave wanted to know. He
you know that you're taller than your boyfriend?
That's her brother. Oh, it's her boyfriend. How old are you? 22.
22. How old is he? That's
22.
Good. Good work, dude. You're doing good.
Gosh, they're 15 years younger than you, Corby.
And you too. You are my age.
I'm younger than both of you guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
By 3 months. Younger. All right, so anyway, winning the lottery, $145 million. I'm going to play. Corby's going to play. Dave, you going to play?
Yeah, I need all the
Dave,
help
you
I can
think,
get right
do you
now.
Think that if winning that lottery would get you out of a financial rut?
Yeah. I think I might be on the road to adopted success.
I'm going
That'd
to
be great.
I'm going to pledge though, if I do win, and I said this yesterday. If I win, Dave, you're the very first person that I give $1 million to.
Awesome.
You're the very first one.
Awesome, thank you.
What about me?
You're like 8.
Why?
You're still getting it. What does it matter? You just got to wait your turn.
So if you do the cash option on this 145, what do you get after tax?
90.
Like $30,000.
It's really a ripoff. You get your money back from the money you spent.
Seriously, do you
get a refund?
Would it be like 50 million something?
I think it's like half.
70 or 80 million.
Yeah, whatever.
But after taxes, I'm saying after taxes, you come
that
away.
That is after taxes.
Yeah.
What do you think, they take
it's
out
usually,
half?
It's usually about half if you take the one lump sum after taxes.
Okay.
So, $70 million.
I could live on that.
So you'd give Dave, who would you give?
Huey.
I would give all my family. I have a very small family. So I'd give Whitney a ton of money.
That's called hush
like,
money,
like
though.
Like $10
million? That's hush
keep
money.
Keep your mouth shut.
Don't you mention anything about what we did from about 8 years old until about 26, 27. What was that last time? What was that you got married?
Well, I don't know. I was talking like that. When was your bachelorette party?
You're my sister, but you're also my wife. In a way.
Remember Utah? I give $1 million to her, my brother-in-law, whatever, have a trust fund set up for my nephew and niece. And then on the other side...
Just $1 million for that family.
Yeah. And then whatever they needed, you know, beyond that. But and then my other, on Julie's side...
Julie's cloud?
No, Julie's brothers. I would give each one of them $1 million. I would give my parents $1 million. I would give her parents $1 million. Then I would divorce her, give her half, and then I'd be left with $30 million.
So where does Dave...
Oh, yeah, and then I give you $1 million, and you $1 million, so I'm down to 28.
So what about the hard line? I heard you saying you would certainly dole out $1 million to each one of them.
Grego and Mike, maybe not, because they're already millionaires.
And all your fraternity brothers, so now you're down, like, $1 million.
I'll give Huey $1 million, Dave $1 million.
Okay, now you're at negative $3 million. Now you owe $3 million.
You would be financially ruined if you won the lottery.
Yeah. You can't afford to win the lottery.
Horrible debt.
I mean, you really need to work probably another 30, 40 years before you can afford to win the lottery.
Try to win like an out-of-state lottery in order to pay for the one that you win in-state.
That's my goal after I win the in-state is to go out-of-state. I'm flying all over the country trying to win lotteries.
So seriously, what... I don't think that you would give as many people money as you think you would.
No, I mean, I'd get Dave out of debt.
which is $1 million.
I don't have that much credit.
How many credit cards do you have?
I just have one. I have it consolidated.
But how many did you have prior to consolidation that you owed money on?
Maybe three. I mean, like, not a whole lot of money on it.
Are you in 5 digits of debt?
Can you fit all 5 digits in your debt?
Here, ball them up in the
ball
fist.
Ball them up in the fist.
Is it 5 digits?
Yeah.
Now, you had to think about it for a while, so were you debating between 4 and 5 digits or from 5 and 6 digits?
What's, how much is 6 digits?
$100,000?
Yeah, it's less than that.
Is it on the low side of 5 digits or the high side?
Do you owe the government any money?
No.
Okay.
No, me and the government are good.
Yeah, he squares that off because he puts it on his credit card.
What do you want? What do you need? Like a Browning over under to kill animals? Is that what you want?
I have, I think I probably have more debt than Dave does.
I don't think so. I'll get you out of debt, too, and buy you a gun to kill things with. And, like, a case of Shiners you can get drunk and go hunting at night in your dually.
You've somehow written an entire biography for me that's not
well,
clear.
Well, you're a killer now. You're a nighttime beer-drinking, jack-swelling hunter.
No, I've always been a killer.
When are you going?
I eat meat.
You want to go to that dude's boar ranch to...
Yeah. Drink bud.
To drink bud and molest each other in the woods.
Right, and then kill a boar. When you kill...
We don't even get around to boar hunting. we're just drinking beer and molesting each other in the bushes all the time.
Taste my gun.
What? Come on, take this into the gun and treat it like a man. I want to see that. That arouses me.
Where's that boar at?
I'll bore you out. All right.
So what about you?
How much money would I need from you? I'll take $1 million. That's fine with me.
No, when you win, how many people are you going to owe?
Owe?
Yes.
No one.
You have to owe people.
You know what? I'll take $500,000. I don't even need $500,000.
You're on.
I would go to that guy right there and offer him $1 million just for her for one night. I'd do the whole Robert Redford thing.
Would you accept $1 million to have her for one night? How long have you been dating her? Like a week?
Yeah. Come here. We need to hear you. No, you. Come here. Not him.
Oh, he's got the.
I'd rather hurt him.
He's got the Dirk Steve Nash picture on his shirt.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. You're 22?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Katie.
All right. So if I offered you $1 million for one night with Katie here, what would you do?
What if it was just with Katie's top half?
Yeah. I mean, I could probably. I'll work you a deal.
Yeah, for $1 million.
Yeah, can I have like a cafeteria menu of things I can choose and how much they cost?
Katie, would you be okay with that for $1 million?
Yeah, she'd do it.
No, I mean, if I could just pound your boyfriend into some...
Oh, my gosh.
Really, $1 million would be okay? See? She's cool with it, so aren't you.
So wait,
you're
so
sick.
I guess the idea is you wouldn't want to do that because you would be jealous?
Knowing that we talk about it on the air? Can't hear him very well.
Yeah, I know. This music is just blaring in her ear. Okay, Katie, would you sleep with Corby?
What? No, he's married.
What about me? I'm not married.
No.
What about Dave?
No.
So none of these guys do anything for you?
I think Corby's really cute.
I love you too. You remember that, okay?
I will.
My marriage is not long for this world.
Yeah, it isn't. Unless he feeds the animals and waters the plants. All right, so thanks to Circuit City.
We love you, Circuit City.
Amen.
What a prayer.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denniser, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
Good afternoon. I'm as loud as you, I think. I'm Kevin Scott.
I don't know, I was awfully loud. There we go, that's much better. Thank you, Sean. Wow.
Those are mics? Yeah. Is that for Big Dick Arnett and Paul Stankowski?
Oh, Paul Stankowski was on this morning?
Yeah.
Where was Rosen?
I don't know.
Huh. Well, yeah, we confirmed already with Stankowski. Thanks, Charlie. Glad Charlie's not. 1 minute in, Charlie's not listening to the show.
Oh, that's not a good sign. We got 6 hours, man. We got 6 hours of Turley confirming what we just said.
So where was Craig Rosen? Come on, Turley, confirm that for us.
Okay, he's playing golf with his father. It is Father's Day.
Well, no, tomorrow is.
Father's Day weekend.
Right.
You wouldn't have cut me off there. I was going to finish my sentence.
I didn't cut you off.
After roaring
we are roaring along today here on Ticket Sports Saturday. Hey, we do have lots of sports to talk about. That includes golf. The U.S. Open third round is underway.
You know what we're going to be fortunate enough to do? Because Tiger Woods will tee off in about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That means you can drive around. You can go to Circuit City. Well, you can still go to Circuit City. You won't be able to see the ramp. You could have for the last 2 hours. But you can go to Circuit City. You can go wherever the heck you want. You know, Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know if you'll have enough time. Mm. But if you want to, you can go
Why
there.
Why would you
want to
go there?
Well, because your wife makes you go.
Okay.
Wherever you go, we'll keep you updated.
Because as a man, you shouldn't want to go.
Right, well, on the U.S. Open, and we'll keep you updated on every shot of Tiger Woods.
Every shot?
Every shot.
Well, you better get to watching then, man.
We need to get one of the interns in here, one of the Ticket Sports Saturday interns to track every shot that he has.
That's us, isn't it?
But we will certainly keep you updated on his round, because he will start and he will finish during the course of our show.
Yes, he will. Yeah.